Salon recently published a letter from Dale Bankston, who lives in Madison, Wisconsin, about what he did to cut the mercury levels in his family. And we have Mr. Bankston with us now on the line. Hello, sir.
Hello.
So tell me about your mercury saga. How did you cut it out of your family's life?
Well, we looked at the numbers that the Natural Resources Defense Council had come up with analyzing the EPA's data, and found that we really couldn't feed our young daughter tuna fish anymore. So we cut it out of our diet completely, which is a shame. Both of my children really enjoy tuna fish. And my wife got so mad about it, she said, let's send our cans of tuna to the president in protest. So we did.
And what did the post office say when you had this addressed to the White House?
Well, the window attendant asked us if there were any toxic or hazardous substances in our package. And I had to hold my tongue because I wanted to say, not if you ask the EPA or the president, but I wanted to make sure my package got through. So I kept my counsel there.
But if you were to ask the president, he says that he has a plan to take care of the mercury problem.
Well, his plan lowers the amount of mercury coming out of coal power plants to a weaker standard than if he would have just left things the way they were. And it takes another, I believe, 8 or 10 years to get there.
So,
and I think that considering this is a neurotoxin, that we should probably work a little faster to get it out of our the things our kids eat.
What did you want the White House to do with this? I gather you don't think it would be good for them to give it away to poor children or something like that.
Well, I don't know. I guess that they could eat it themselves. If, you know, if they think it's okay, they're welcome to eat it. My wife, Laura, and I thought that if the corridors of power were clogged with tuna fish, then maybe some action might be taken. But so we're doing our part, and we're encouraging other people to do the same.
Dale Bankston lives in Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for taking this time with me today.
Thank you.
We called the White House to find out what they had done with the Bankston family's tuna fish. Spokeswoman Dana Perino said they could not find any record of the tuna arriving at the White House. She told us, quote, no one's seen the cans. To find out more about mercury levels in fish and how to get your own mercury levels tested, go to our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org. Just ahead, the environment as a casualty of the immigration conflict. First, this note on emerging science from Katie Zemseff.